Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to buy an apartment building. And here's a hint. It's way easier than you think. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Tom asks, how do you close on a property if the daughter is the executor of the property? What kind of documents are needed to close this purchase?
Go ahead.
So funny. I love it. Well, is it in a trust and she's the executor? That's my first thought. If it was done, how about this? If it was done correctly, Tom.
Which it never is.
Exactly. But I'm going to take the easy one first. I'm going to take the easy one. You get the hard one.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to assume it was done right and it's in a trust. And it's the Smith Family Trust of 1983, whatever that is. And she's the only one. And you've seen the trust. You got an email copy of it from the daughter because she's that on the ball. And it's that easy. And that's what you do. So how do I close on the property? I mean, exact same way I do on everything else. And the only thing different I do is on the deed, I'm going to still put the grantee becomes the grantor, right? Because they're selling it to me now. And I'm going to use that verbatim, the Smith Family Trust of 1983. And then below in the signature, you're going to put her name. And I even defer to them. I'm going to go really easy on this one. I'll reach out to her and say, all right, you've obviously the executor. You've been doing other things for this trust. How does your attorney have you sign your name? And she'll say, oh, it's supposed to say Carol L. R. Smith as trustee for the Smith Family Trust of 1983. Great. Fantastic. And then I'll copy that. So yeah. I took the easy way out. Now you want to add the how it could be way out.
You know, it was exactly this related to the question from yesterday. When people have a will and the property's in the deceased owner's still in their name, but they have a will. It's not like a car. There's some stuff involved. And more importantly, in 1983, you were 16, Jill, right?
I'm not sharing any information.
Heart all warm inside for some reason.
Was that?
I wish I would have known you in high school.
Oh my gosh. You did not just say that because I'm sure that number's way off.
Aren't we having a birthday party? A two-person birthday party, meaning you and I,
in an explosive manner
this year?
I wasn't going to share that, what number it is, though. We could be a decade off.
All right.
All right. So.
What were you like when you were 16?
Oh, that's a better question. Thank you. Oh, I knew it all.
Oh, really? It was that bad?
Oh, no, I didn't know. It wasn't that bad. But I was very independent and very comfortable in my, you know, I was driving myself to, when I, the first concert I drove myself to see, here I go. Now we're all going to know how old I am. When I was 16 years old, I was so darn excited. I was go drive up to LA and see Billy Idol.
Uh-huh.
And that was like the first time I got to drive myself to a concert and all that was really cool.
It always comes to live music with you.
It does.
Everything circles around live music.
It does. Isn't that funny? That's interesting. And kid number one, that's the same for her.
I know.
That's really interesting. We actually were kind of looking. I saved. Oh, shoot. I got to find this for the book that I'm working on. I somewhere have a calendar from like 1990 something. I don't know what it was. And it was showed. I used to put in there every event I was going to and all the dates and everything. And it's phenomenal. When I look back at that calendar going, holy cow, all the cool stuff I saw in that one year on this little calendar. But we were comparing those and hers is very similar. It's funny. So
back to real estate. No, I caused a problem here. The 1983 thing.
Thank you.
To answer your question, Tom, there aren't special documents at all. What kind of documents are needed to close an executor property? And there's no special documents. It's a deed like everything else. You just have to line up the right, make sure the chain of title makes sense, that there's no breaks in the chain. And it can be daunting the first couple of times around. But again, that's what Land Academy is for. So if you're not getting the answers that you need on Success Plant or on in Land Investors somewhere, reach out to us and we'll help you with it. If you have a question or you want to be in the show, reach out to either one of us, like I said, on landinvestors.com. How do you buy an apartment building, Jill?
Send the owner an offer.
Ha! Nailed it.
What, is there another way?
Yeah.
You can go, here's I go door to door. I go drive around.
Here's the wrong way to buy an apartment building. Go on to loopnet.com and pick one out and buy it. No, that's not the right way to do it. Is that how you buy a house? You go onto the MLS and pick one out and buy it? No. You buy an apartment building the same way you buy a piece of land. The same way that you buy any other type of real estate. You send a bunch of offers out for a lower price than you think it's worth. But Jack, I don't have any money. How do I buy an apartment building? It turns out that in that very same database are guys that own apartment buildings. And some of them are real good at it. Way better than you if you're new. Way better than me, I'll tell you that. I'm the worst apartment building owner there ever was, which is why I don't own any anymore. Find those guys and tell them you have a smoking deal on an apartment building and you have no idea what you're doing, but you'd like to partner it with them. And more than half of them will drop what they're doing and try to do this deal if it's good.
Do you remember when we went to that, was it last fall sometime? I dragged you to that, one of the first meetups I think I got you to go to, and this was the topic, and they had a panel of four guys that all do apartment buildings just a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I remember it was a good sized group. I want to say, I don't know, 75 people or so.
It was a great meetup.
Yeah.
Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, it was a good to bring you to bring to introduce, because I knew a little bit of meetups, and then we got so much out of that, just what the world was about and who goes and all that good stuff. Anyway, at least for in our niche. But what I thought was so interesting, because I remember the whole, you and I knew this, but the whole audience was so taken by surprise when these guys all conferred that, yeah, there's still some mom and pops out there, husband and wives, that own apartment buildings that they're paid for and they've had them forever. And people went,
yeah.
What? I mean, they had no idea that it was like that. They think that everybody that owns an apartment building is a big corporation and it's going to be a big process and you have to go through all this stuff. And they also said, no, there's people out there that own them. You know, there's that one you and I looked at. Remember on the Strand? It was literally on the Strand of Manhattan Beach, which is there's a front house, and the back house is an apartment building.
That's right.
And it's the same elderly couple. They're just done with it now, you know. And it's not cheap, of course, but I mean, you know, they own it outright, and that's it.
In the 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was very, very, and 70s, it was very common in Southern California for people to buy a piece of land and cut it in half. Build their dream house on one end and build a tiny four-unit apartment building or even one or two units in a separate property to pay for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all still around. Jill and I live in one of those right now there. And, you know, it's a great thing to have income coming in from another building. And that pays for the property.
Cause we don't do that with the income.
No,
we just
no.
spread out.
No, we occupy all the buildings ourselves.
Yes,
personally.
We do.
It's a campus. That's what I call it.
Exactly. Love it.
So how do you buy an apartment building? Here are the steps. You go and get a data set like RealQuest. In fact, I would highly recommend RealQuest Pro, which Jill and I, full disclosure, are licensed providers of. You send everybody an offer in the data set. Let's say you want to do it in Arizona. Let's say Maricopa County. You make sure you price the offer on a per square foot basis or a per unit basis. You don't want to price it the way you price land is very different. So you don't want to apply those concepts. And then through your dealing, you're going to get one or two people calling you back saying, I would love to sell you my building for this amount. But first you should know this. And then that is going to trigger you to do two things. Write a letter to the very same people and say, I've got this great apartment building and I don't know what I'm doing and I'd love to partner with you, apartment building deal. And then the second thing is put a posting in Facebook that says, I have a fantastic acquisition on an apartment building. And if you own a building, I seriously need your help as a partner. And if you're patient and you talk to these guys on the phone with a little bit of respect, you're going to really, you will rapidly acquire apartment buildings this way. Mm-hmm. Well, Jack, if it's so easy, why don't you do it? Here's why. I don't like apartment buildings. I don't like renters.
Exactly.
I don't like putting new roofs on stuff. I like land. That's mm-hmm. why. But I got this question from a member last week on a data review call. Because they're applying all these concepts, Joe, from Land Academy for doing apartment acquisitions. And it's working out great for the guy.
Exactly. I mean, that's a perfect takeaway there, too. I tell people all the time, what you and I, we call it land, and what you and I teach and talk about and everything is land. But does this apply to every single property type? Heck yeah.
It does. It applies to everything. This is the way we're buying a boat right now. Mm-hmm. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
Who was it who was asking about this? Is this a brand new person or is it someone down the road now and thinking of different projects?
I don't remember his name, but he was in one of the members he's been around for a while. He was having babies at the time that he started this, and now he's not. And remember, he's incredibly successful, top five producers in the whole group. Mm-hmm. Well, this kid that just called me reminded me of him. He's in the exact same stage. He's got kids in the background.
Oh.
And he's, you know, his wife got on the phone and like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Aww.
Nicest kids in the world. They're going to kill it. And so,
that's cool.
So he's like, that is my, eventually I want apartment buildings, but I know land will get me there.
Yeah.
I said, you're a lot closer than you think, man. This is how you do it. And he's just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was a good call.
That's cool. You know, isn't that funny? Some people just have a thing that they want to do for whatever reason. They need to check it off their list. I want to say I own an apartment building. They may not want to keep it when they get in, but they want to do that. And that's cool.
You know, does your list of stuff that you want to do get bigger or smaller as you get older?
Smaller.
Me too.
Uh-huh. It really does. I go, yeah, you know, I don't need that anymore. And I don't, you know,
yeah, me too, Jill.
I don't want that anymore, you know. And I think too, well, it's funny too. Part of it is there's a financial thing and I don't know what it is in our heads, but when you can't afford something, you want everything, you know. Isn't it true? You can't afford that car. Or you can't afford that whatever you think, oh, if I could only have that. And then when you get to a point where you're like, you know, I can afford all that, but no, I don't really want it. You know, it's really funny. You make different decisions. I think you make better decisions.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, less stuff is way better.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Definitely.
And I haven't always thought that way. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.